President Trump speaks of better relations with Russia, but former Russian chess master and human rights advocate Garry Kasparov tells our Jim Axelrod that Mr. Trump must be careful not to become a pawn in Putin's dangerous game.
Sometimes I feel it's like being in a bad dream.
Garry Kasparov doesn't like the way the relationship between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin is taking shape.
He has never criticized Vladimir Putin. He always, you know, came up with some kind of moral relativism, you know, comparing, you know, Putin's actions with, you know, those of the United States.
Do you respect Putin?
I do respect him.
Do you?
Kasparov is referring specifically to this exchange.
Putin's a killer.
A lot of killers. We got a lot of killers. Why, you think our country's so innocent?
You can hardly find a person that Trump didn't touch. But Vladimir Putin was always an exception.
A former world chess champion who became one of Putin's most vocal critics in Russia. Kasparov was arrested and beaten multiple times, finally fleeing 4 years ago, before fellow dissidents Boris Nemtsov was murdered and Vladimir Karamurza poisoned twice.
The way Putin has been presenting the world to Russian people, yes, we do certain things that you may not like, so everybody does it. And no, see, President of the United States confirmed it.
This week, after Kasparov criticized the idea of equivalence, Iowa Congressman Steve King questioned Kasparov's concern.
I would say Garry Kasparov, I was in the United States. He lived a long time in Russia with a very loud megaphone of dissent against the regime, and he's still alive and well.
I don't know, I'm so outraged. The issue is so painful. And, you know, the representative of the United States and a member of the House, I mean, basically saying that if this person is alive, you know, that's a proof that Vladimir Putin, who killed, by the way, many other people, you know, he's still not that bad.
Kasparov says Putin's goal is to sow instability here and capitalize on the divide, which is why he finds the president's remark so troubling.
Putin's regime cannot compete with the United States technologically or economically. Russian economy is in free fall. Putin needs conflict. With Trump, again, we don't know the motivations, and that's what makes me shiver.